We'd like to call your attention again to the Gospel according to St. Luke. If you notice, we've been trying to stay in contact with our Sunday school lessons this month. We just sort of go wherever the Lord leads, but it's a message in every scripture. The Bible says in the 13th chapter of Luke, "There were present at that season some that told him of the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus answering said unto them, Suppose ye that these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans, because they suffered such things. I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Or those 18 upon whom the Tower of Siloam fell, and slew them, think ye that they were sinners above all men that dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." Supporting scripture from the Acts of the Apostles 17 and 30 that you've already heard in your hearing. "In the times of this ignorance, God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent." The base of those verses, we like to use the thought of the subject this morning. What God wants is for man to repent. What God wants is for man to repent. Peace of mind, for joy, for happiness, and those things that will make us feel complete with God. But we cannot feel complete with God unless we're in the right fellowship with Him. And the reason we are not in the right fellowship is because somewhere along the line we've fallen short and we forgot that all of our blessings actually comes from God. Yes. On this another blessed Sunday morning, God has allowed us another opportunity to come together to praise Him in spirit and in truth. And despite what we may have encountered from last Sunday to this moment right now, I believe that the Lord is yet worthy to be praised. There's somebody that said, "I caught hell this week," but he's still worthy to be praised. There's somebody that might be able to say that I asked God for something and I haven't been given what I asked God for. I come to tell you, just hold on. Hold on and hold out, and God will come in His own time. Sometimes we could turn the question around, because every now and then we ask, why? Lord, why am I suffering? Lord, why am I going through? I do everything I know to be the right thing to do. Yeah. There are those of us in here this morning that there was a time you didn't care about nothing. All you cared about was doing your thing. And as long as you had what you wanted, everything was all right. But somewhere in your life, you found out that it wasn't all about you. You found out that all of your strength comes from God. And you found out that as well as the good can happen to you, bad can also happen to you. So when you began to ask the Lord, why? You can still turn that question around and ask Him, why not? Why not? Why can't I go through sometimes? Why come there are times in my life that there are things that are just going to fall apart? Do we feel like that we are exempt because we come to church every Sunday? Do we feel like that we are all right because we are members of the Fowles Chapel Baptist Church, known as Holy Ghost Headquarters, and we have a good time every Sunday, but that don't mean you don't catch hell Monday through Saturday. There have been times you can have a shout and hallelujah good time, and before you get home, the devil already done got busy. So you got to understand that there comes a time in your life that regardless of what you've gone through, God has allowed some of us to believe in miracles. Amen. There's a song that I really love now that says, "I never could have made it." Amen. God Almighty. I don't know whether you've heard it. But I found out, and I knew it before I heard the song, but it just sort of re-enlightened me that without the Lord, I couldn't have made it. I wouldn't be where I am if it had not been for the Lord that's on my side. And I love the way the man of God came in and said, "I'm stronger, I'm wiser, and I'm even a little bit better." Understand, not better than you are, but better than what I used to be. And reason I know that I'm better than I used to be is because there was a time I didn't care about myself or what I said or what I did or respecting other folk. But now that I'm wiser, now that I'm stronger, now that I'm better, I respect this woman of God. I listen to the children when they have a concern. See, so many times we have a deaf ear to the thing that we really need to be listening to. Now, even though I'm strong, even though I'm better, even though I'm wiser, I also understand I don't have anything to boast about. For the Bible says, by grace are we saved. Not any merits of your own, just because you done stopped lying or have you. Just check and make sure you're listening this morning. We have a tendency to just say amen. Sometimes we don't even know what the preacher done saying. We saying amen. You better learn how to listen to what's being said, because when you amen, that means you agree. Some things you can't agree to. I don't care who said it. Even if it's from the Word of God, if I say it in a different way than you believe it, that don't make you believe it my way. But you got to pray about it and ask God to give you the right understanding, because the Bible said, in all of you getting, get an understanding. I wonder this morning, how many of us realize just how important salvation is to us? We, the people of God, believers, unbelievers, brothers and sisters in Christ, salvation is the key to freedom. Most of us are yet still bound in sin. We are prisoners of our own wars. A lot of the things that we go through because we created that monster. We call it a habit. We call it an addiction. But whatever it is, it's all sin. And the Bible said there's no great sin, there's no little sin, no big sin, all unrighteousness is sin. Salvation is deliverance from the power of sin. Salvation is also the healing of sickness, deliverance from blood guilt and its consequences, the release of captivity. Salvation that comes through Christ is in three tenses, past, present, and future. When people believe in Christ, they are saved. But we are also in the process of being saved from the power of sin. We got folk in here this morning that we've been saved, but we had not been delivered. I don't know whether that jumped over you or not. But those of us that know that we love the Lord, know that we got the right intention, but still got some things that we got to work on. That's where you need deliverance. It does not make you wrong. And understand this. It doesn't make you a hypocrite because of the simple fact that you don't do everything just right. You see, the devil and the critics out there would like to make you think because you come to church, you do everything right. Oh, y'all church folk, well, church folk fall short. Just like the regular folk out there in the street. The only thing different in church folk and regular folk is that we are trying. I don't think you come in here week after week just to be seen. We've already seen you. But I believe you're trying to get just a little bit closer to the Lord. You're trying to be just a little bit better person than what you feel that you are. But you know, one thing I did find out is that out of all of your righteousness, the Bible says just a filthy rag before God. Those of us that like to sit high and look down on folk. You know how it is when we got a little bit of salvation, we got a little bit of money, we got a few clothes to go on our back, we got a little automobile to drive up and down the street, and we walk around and look down on folk. Some of you high horses need to be delivered. There's going to come a time when you're not even going to have eyesight to see. You're not even going to have the strength to turn the steering wheel. You're not even going to be able to put your own clothes on. That could happen to us as young people. Don't think that you got to get old before you have a stroke. Glory. The Bible tells us that sin is that thing that we need to be redeemed from. When we began to think about salvation, it also calls on redemption. which is attained by the payment of a price, for God himself paid that price. Why? The Bible says that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever, say where you had to live at, does not say what church you have to attend, but whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, the words in the text tells us this morning that unless we repent, we will perish. So the only way we can hinder not perishing is believing or become believers in the power of Jesus Christ. Jesus has made things right for us. What greater love that we know than a man that will lay down his life for your sins and for my sins. Now, the Bible says, as Paul wrote to the Romans, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Somebody may be asking this morning, what is sin? Sin is a transgression, an overstepping of the law. Sin is the divine boundary between good and evil. Sin is also defined as missing the mark. We got to understand that sin is the standard that the intrusion of self-will. You know, a lot of times when we sin, we know what we're doing. No need talking about the devil made me do it. If you know that the devil made you do it, leave the devil alone. Does not the Bible teach us resist the devil and he will flee from you? But some of us are caught up into the fact of that old crazy thought that the only time you can have a good time is out there. I'm glad I got the right kind of folk in the house. Nothing out there in the wilderness but evil. The devil is out there. And when he get out there, he is out to rob you of everything that you got. Sin originated with Satan. The Bible tells us that it entered the world through Adam. Sin is universal. He is and was and ever shall be coming about until God comes back. But there are those of us think that we are so holy. There are those of us that think that we've already overcome. How many times when you thought that everything was about gone and you opened up your heart and you let the Lord in and you began to realize what a good thing it was to walk in fellowship with God. And for some reason or another, you thought everything is going to be all right. Now, I'm a child of God. I'm a believer. I'm saved and I'm sanctified and I'm full of the Holy Ghost. And all of a sudden, you're walking up the street and out of nowhere, the devil punched you in the stomach. When the devil knocked the wind out of you, you didn't say no Sunday school words. But that was still you. You see, we have a tendency, we hear everything negative that comes out of somebody else's mouth. And we don't have a problem repeating it to somebody else. But we got to learn how to take some good things, how to share some good news. One thing we got to understand this morning is that we have been attacked by the devil. And hatred is attacking the mind of us every day of our lives. We, the people of God, need to be praying for our youth ministry this morning. That God will hold on to their minds and let them know that we are a people that love the Lord. And God will make a way out of no way. The key word to our message this morning. Repentance. What is that? Now, we got a clear understanding of sin. Repentance is a turning away from sin. Disobedience or rebellion, now turning back to God. You know how sometimes we say that somewhere along the line, I backslid? Got any backsliders in the house this morning? One good thing about being a backslider is that once you come back to the forefront, and come back and say, Lord, I'm sorry for the wrong that I've done. That's all you got to do. Get back into fellowship with God. The thing about the backslider is that somewhere down in the depths of your heart and in your mind, you have not forgot where your strength come from. And every now and then you got to go through enough on this side of life to make you open up your eyes and realize where you are. If it had not been for going through something, a lot of us wouldn't be where we are right now. One thing when we look here at repentance, it also means a feeling of remorse or regret for past conduct. Oh, glory. True repentance is godly sorrow for sin. An act of turning around and going in the opposite direction to change your relationship with God. If there ever was a time that we, the people of God, need to do some change, we need to learn how to change and trust the power of God. There are so many times that we come to the house of God. But the Bible said that Paul said on one occasion, you have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. Now, this is the situation when we look here at our text in the book of Acts in the 17th chapter. The Bible said that Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are just too superstitious. For I passed by and beheld your devotion and I found an altar with this inscription to the unknown God, whom therefore ye ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you. If you are serving a God that can't help you, if you're serving a God that can't deliver you out of sin, if you're serving a God that does not have a hell or a heaven to carry you to, you are serving the wrong kind of God. The Bible said, God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth. This God dwelleth not in temples that are made with man's hands. What Paul realized that in the city of Athens that they began to worship idol gods. They made all of these statues and they created them as their gods. And they worshiped them and they praised them and they glorified the Lord thy God through them, but they was not serving the real God. The Bible say neither is worship with man's hands as though he needed anything, seeing that he giveth us all things, life, breath, and everything that we need. And have made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell in the face of the earth, and have determined the time before appointed and the bounds of their habitation. In other words, God is not far away. If you want God this morning, he's just a call away. All you got to do is just call on the name of the Lord. The Bible says, he said, for in him we live and we move, and we have our being. You see, I come to tell you this morning, I could not move if it was not for the Lord. How could I open up my mouth and a sound come out if it was not for the Lord? I found out that the Lord is the best thing that ever happened to me. But I serve a true living God. I don't serve a God that's made out of gold. I don't serve a God that's made out of bronze. I don't serve a God that was made with man's hand. But I serve a God this morning. A God that said one day we got to repent. A God that lets us know this morning that all unrighteousness is sin. When we look in our text this morning, the Bible lets us know that there are some of us that judge one another. We like to say this, that, or the other. But I'll stop by to let somebody know that the big sin or a little sin, the Bible says that whatever you do that's unrighteous, that if you don't repent, we all are going to perish. So if you point the finger at your brother and know your brother has fallen down on God, don't get the big head, but learn beyond a shadow of a doubt that we serve a second chance God. For the Bible says that the Lord thy God, he came by and he asked a man. He said, I want to let you know that it wasn't because of their sin. It wasn't because they were the baddest people. There are those that think this morning that when you are going through your trials and tribulations, that it's because of the sin in your life. But you better understand this morning that some things are just going to come your way. But I'm reminded of the parable. God said there was a man that had a vineyard. And in that vineyard there was a fig tree. When he went to the fig tree, there was no fruit there. So he told the gardener to cut it down. It's no good for nothing. But the gardener was just like Jesus. He stepped in and interceded. He said, if you let it grow one more year, I want to give it a little more time. I got to dig around it. I got to work on it a little bit. And after I get through pruning it and working on it, if in a year's time, if it had not produced, then I'll cut it down. I thank God this morning that he's a second chance God. He'll give you a little more time to get your act together. If you're out of the will of God, what God wants this morning is for man to repent. Turn away from your wicked ways. Go to God in prayer. Say, for God I'll live and for God I'll die. What God wants is for man to repent. Change your mindset. You see, repentance means a change of mind, a change of attitude, a change of reason and purpose of being. And that's all I stopped to share with you this morning, is that it's not Cade's desire. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm telling you what God said. God said to stop judging one another. Stop pointing the finger at one another. Just because you think you got it, because you got all that. That one that's sitting there that never shouted in their life might beat you to glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Some of us think that we are all of that. But I thank God, I thank God, I thank God that everything I am, everything that I ever be is because of the Lord. I'm stronger, I'm better, and I'm wiser. Because I made it through the power of God. But what God wants us to know this morning is that it's time for repentance. It's time to repent and be ye trusting in the power of God. You can't save yourself. I can't save you. None of these ministers can save you. You got to go to God in prayer. And when you go to God in prayer, all you got to do is ask. And when you ask, he will deliver. The Bible tells us this morning that if you try to find him, he's not far away. How many of you believe that this morning? Hallelujah, Jesus. If you trust God, he shall renew your strength.